Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I can't help but believe that this is just another episode in a long-standing campaign of intimidation and a harassment of the Supreme Court and its members.
Republican Texas Senator John Cornyn opposes Democrats pushing for a more stringent ethics code for Supreme Court justices. It's become a hot-button issue following revelations of travel by Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito and Justice Sonia Sotomayor's book sales. The Senate Judiciary Committee advanced a bill along party lines. Senate Judiciary Chair Dick Durbin said it's a first step to restore confidence in the court.
Historians and legal scholars from across the political spectrum agree that legislation imposing a code of conduct on the Supreme Court is both necessary and well within Congress's congressional authority.
The measure now heads to the Senate floor. Democratic presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoke before Congress Thursday and denied making racist or anti-Semitic comments, despite a video in which he claimed the COVID-19 virus was targeted to attack Caucasians and blacks disproportionately, while Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese individuals were more immune.
In my entire life, I have never uttered a phrase that was either racist or anti-Semitic.
President Joe Biden used video clips of Republican Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who compared him to Franklin D. Roosevelt and Lyndon B. Johnson, to promote his campaign online. Biden, who was in Philadelphia Thursday to promote clean energy jobs, cracked a joke about Greene.
Said Biden is doing things like Roosevelt, and it goes on the line as if in creating these jobs, and he thinks that. I never had an endorsement from him before.
As former President Donald Trump's legal woes deepen, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has reportedly promised to expunge former President Donald Trump's impeachments in exchange for not endorsing his campaign, according to Politico. Sources told the publication a vote could come before the August recess. The speaker has reportedly denied making such a promise. Finally, education officials in Florida have approved new standards to teach students about African American history. Other lessons will touch on acts of violence perpetrated against and by African Americans. Florida Commissioner of Education Manny Diaz pushed back against claims the new standards censor history.
And if anyone takes the time to actually look at the standards, you can see that everything is covered from elementary school, where we start talking about those who have been prominent African Americans. And as age appropriate, we go into some of the tougher subjects.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our Atros indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.